From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Oil from that damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico has begun drifting onto Louisiana's coastal marshes and barrier islands this morning, and the worries among Gulf Coast residents are growing by the hour.
This is huge. This has the potential to destroy all of coastal Louisiana and even the beaches in Mississippi and Alabama.
That's Billy Nungesser, president of Plaquemines Parish in Venice, Louisiana. Eileen Fleming with member station WWNO reports on efforts to stop the massive oil slick from damaging the Gulf Coast.
BP spokesman Doug Suttle says crews are willing to try hosing chemicals directly on the oil as it leaks from the well a mile underwater.
This has been used before. It hasn't been used at these depths.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says the company will get an immediate evaluation of the plan's environmental impact.
So I'm sorry we don't have pre-approval in the plan yet, but this may be the first time we allow it in U.S. history.
BP says it has a hose at the well site and can begin immediately if it gets the government's okay. The slick continues to grow. It's being fed by an oil leak five times larger than originally thought. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
More legal troubles for Wall Street giant Goldman Sachs. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the firm is now the subject of a criminal probe.
NPR has confirmed the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan is conducting a criminal investigation of Goldman Sachs. It stems from a referral by the Securities and Exchange Commission, which recently sued Goldman for civil fraud. Doug Jensen, a former federal prosecutor specializing in securities law, says many high-profile SEC cases also get looked at by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
It's a long way from a criminal case. You know, the fact that the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking at this is pretty routine.
In its suit, the SEC accused Goldman and one of its employees of defrauding investors in a transaction that amounted to a bet on the performance of mortgage-backed securities. Goldman executives have said repeatedly the firm did nothing wrong. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Wall Street gets another look at the strength of the U.S. economy today. Numbers on economic growth are due out from the Commerce Department. Economists are expecting a gain of more than 3% for the first quarter. That would reflect Americans beginning to spend more. President Obama plans to give his take on the numbers later this morning at the White House. Another sign of a rebounding housing industry, Texas-based home builder D.R. Horton reports a profit of more than $11 million for the first quarter. That compares to a loss of nearly $109 million for the same period a year ago. D.R. Horton also says orders for new homes jumped 55%. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran's president won't get a receptive audience in New York next week if he tries to undermine the purpose of the conference he's attending. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says that purpose is to strengthen the nuclear nonproliferation treaty.
Secretary Clinton says Iran's record of violating the nuclear nonproliferation treaty is, as she puts it, absolutely indisputable. So she says she doesn't know why the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, plans to go to the conference.
The mission of those of us going to New York to review, revise, and reinvigorate the NPT regime is very clear. If that's not his mission, then it won't be a particularly useful or productive trip on his part.
Her aides say that there are no plans for any contacts between U.S. and Iranian officials on the sidelines of the NPT review conference. Secretary Clinton is expected to use her visit to push for tougher U.N. sanctions on Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Iraq's prime minister is brushing aside calls by his rival for other countries to help Baghdad hold new elections. Nouri al-Maliki says that would only slow Iraq's efforts to govern itself. The March 7th parliamentary elections produced no clear winner, and bombing attacks have been rising since the disputed outcome. Last night's subway tunnel fire in Boston is causing delays for some commuters trying to get to work this morning. Massachusetts Bay Transit officials say there are minor delays on one line getting through the downtown area. That fire sent thick smoke through a tunnel and into several subway stations and platforms. About 20 commuters were treated for smoke inhalation. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News. In Washington.